True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, have some thank yous to Dole now before we wrap up the magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet. With all our bets for tonight's games, the Bucks and the Texans, the Chargers, and the Raiders, thank you to our one wonderful guest on today's show, the great Sam Paniatovic. Sam was awesome, as always. And our crew is the best in the business here on You Better You Bet. Our executive producer is Bill Zimmerman. Our technical director, Tyler Morales. Our engineer, Jake the Snake Hassan. Our associate producer, the great Addie Bates. And our video producer, God's Perfect Creation, downtown, Mike Brown. BetMGM Tonight follows us, a four-hour live betting extravaganza with Brad Evans, who you heard on the show 20 minutes ago, and our friend, Ryan Horvath. Don't forget, our listeners and viewers, to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. You can catch up on everything from today's show, including Femi's Hour, where he hit all the quarterback news around the NFL. Femi and I just broke down our thoughts on Week 3 in the NFL. Everything that you heard and listened to or missed over the last 4 hours, all the wagertainment, search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Subscribe and leave a 5-star review to You Better You Bet. Our show sponsor is BetMGM, and BetMGM account holders will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. You can score a bigger payout if your wager with the Parlay Boost token hits. Tokens can be used on parlays and same-game parlays, so make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app, and please gamble responsibly. All right, it's time. All our bets for Monday Night Football doubleheader. Jake the Snake, please drop the dope-ass beat. All right, Femi, where do we stand right now, both at BetMGM and elsewhere, just asking basically if anywhere's at 3, with the Texans and the Bucks kickoff of this game in less than 20 minutes?
So at BetMGM, we're 2.5 minus 115 in favor of the Houston Texans, total 42.5. But there are places that have gone to 3. Like, there's a very sharp sportsbook in Las Vegas, 3 minus 105. So shop around, as always. If you like Tampa, I don't know, make some phone calls or do whatever you got to do to get the 3. But like, there are 3s that are out there, but 2.5 is still the consensus number. Got about 20 minutes until kickoff. Maybe another place goes to 3, but that's where we stand right now, as we're getting pretty close up to it.
Okay, how are you betting this game, side in total, Houston and Tampa?
Luckily, I live in Las Vegas. I have bet the Tampa Bay Buccaneers plus 3. I also bet a little bit of money line at plus 135. This, to me, just feels like a coin flip game. I always felt that Houston should be favored, and they were, and for much of the week, the number just made a lot of sense, so there was no betting interest. But now that we've hit the key number of 3, there is a lot of interest on my side. So I like Tampa. I really struggle with how Houston's going to consistently move the football in this game. Like, Jake Andrews not being in the game, they're already a shaky offensive line to begin with. Now you're down your center, who now the backup center is going to have to go up against one of the great run-defending defensive linemen in, like, the last 15 years in Vita Vea. I don't think Texans are going to be able to run the football, and if it's all drop-back pass and C.J. Stroud, good luck behind that offensive line. Conversely, Tampa, yeah, their O-line is a little bit banged up without Tristan Wirfs, but Luke Gedecky is playing. I think that at least helps them somewhat against a very fierce Houston pass rush. I like the Bucs' upside from a passing game standpoint much better than Houston's, so I like the Bucs plus three, and I also think the Bucs just win the game.
Yeah, the more I said this to start the hour, the more I think about it, the more I think you might be right on Tampa. Especially at three, with how well the Falcons pass rush looked last night against Minnesota. I know Darisaw didn't play. And how Tampa basically shut down the Atlanta pass rush, even without Tristan Wirfs. Like Gadecki's a really good offensive lineman. At three, I think Femi's right. I think the look is on Tampa. My bet's in on Houston minus 2.5. I'll roll with it. I don't know how much I like it. I'm being sincere with the audience the more I've thought about this game. All right, side in total for the Chargers and Raiders in the nightcap. Femi, where do we stand right now, and what's your opinion?
Yeah, at BetMGM right now, the Raiders are a 3.5-point underdog. That Chargers 3.5 is minus 105. Total still 46.5. A couple of spots are at 46.5 minus 118. I see a 47.5 at a pretty prominent domestic sports book. It feels like the over is going to get bet the closer and closer we get to kickoff. And if I had to bet the total, I would probably bet the over as well. I'm not doing that. I'm betting the side, and I'm betting the Las Vegas Raiders. I took 3.5. It's widely available at every sports book. If you want 3.5, you can go ahead and bet it. I also like the money line as well. I just like this setup for Las Vegas. Home opener at a very good, like sneaky good home field advantage. I've literally been to this game. I went to this game back in 2021. The old, like, if they tied, both teams would make it. Like, it's a very, very good home field advantage in primetime, coming off a Chargers win where everyone's crowning them after beating Kansas City. I like Pete Carroll at home. I love the Raiders tonight. I think the Raiders start 2-0, and the Raiders to the playoffs, we're going there, baby. We're going there after 2 weeks. I love the Raiders tonight.
Do you remember Ken Barkley, our old friend on You Better You Bet? His one of his angles early in season was Monday Night Football home dogs first
That's
half.
That's right, yeah.
I do like the Chargers team total over. It's 24.5. I do like that. I do think the Chargers will score. Any interest in Raiders first half?
I mean, you don't have to twist my arm to get me interested in betting the Las Vegas Raiders.
Like, I know you love the Raiders. I'm looking at what it is at MGM. All right, so it's 2.5 at MGM, and I'm looking at an offshore also, and the number's 2.5. I'll have a small bet on the Raiders first half, and I like the over in the game a little bit, Chargers as well. Mm-hmm. We still have to wait to see that Brock Bowers is definitely playing. Is Henley going to play? There's still some injury stuff to figure out in this game. So just to recap here, like if Henley doesn't go, I think and Bowers does. The total has to be 47. I'll probably have a small bet on the over. If Bowers doesn't play, you look at Michael Mayer props. So still some stuff to figure out. We're going to be off the air. We can't do it for you, dear listener and dear viewer. All right. That's our thoughts on side and total for Monday Night Football. Now let's get to the prop bets. And first, we take a trip to the island.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you. got ourselves a Monday Night Football doubleheader tonight. It'll be a late night for you on the East Coast, but we're going to hang on the island nonetheless. And how about in the game that's starting in about 15 minutes, the Buccaneers and the Texans for Tampa Bay? Nobody more reliable than the rookie from the Evergreen State. Played the most snaps of any Bucs pass catcher. How about Emeka Ebuka at 11-1 to be your first TD scorer? And for Houston, the island, we love long shots like we love Long Island. I love a wide receiver out of Iowa State, but it might not be the one you're thinking of. Could it be Jaden Higgins? Not tonight, man. Could it be Jalen Noel? Not tonight, man. How about Xavier Hutchinson, who played more than any wide receiver not named Nico Collins, at 30-1 to be your first TD scorer? And let's get to the nightcap in Las Vegas for the Chargers. In week one, we thought it was a reunion with Keenan Allen, not knowing it's a revival, it's a renaissance. QJ Quentin Johnson is our guy tonight at 15-1 for the Los Angeles Chargers. And for the Raiders, Dante Thornton Jr. might be Geno Smith's favorite wide receiver on the team, 25-1. And for a bonus, take advantage of a rogue number. Give me the TN2 for the Las Vegas Raiders. Tight end to Michael Mayer, as the mayor will rule the Las Vegas Strip tonight. With the Chargers and the Raiders. So it's Quentin Johnson 15-1. Dante Thornton 25-1. If you want a little bonus, you get Michael Mayer at a rogue 35-1 here in Las Vegas. And I'll see you on the island.
The mayor of the Las Vegas Strip. I absolutely love that. I love the picks for tonight. I think you might be right on Tampa. Can I be a coward and like, I might buy out of my bet?
You about to buy out? Oof. I mean, if you can get the three, I like the three. At 2.5, I just felt it was no opinion. No opinion, man. I just bet Bucks money line. Just bet them to win the game. I don't know. Houston could win by one. I don't know.
All right. Listen, the props were pretty good yesterday. Davis Allen, anytime touchdown. We'll try to keep it rolling here. The prop king descends down from thy royal throne, traipses across thy royal purple velvety carpet, to gaze over to thy royal balcony, to gaze down upon you, the clowns, to issue winning prop bets for Monday Night Football doubleheader in week number two.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your prop king, Nick Costos. All hail King Costos!
All hail King Costos!
Worship me, pigs! Pigs might have been a little much. All right. All right, the prop bets for today. I want to do it in Femi's voice, because this is just like, he's talking about this guy. All right, so for the Texans. The Texans, last week. Xavier Hutchinson, he did play a lot. Jaden Higgins is way better than Xavier Hutchinson. And like, flashed some of his ability, right, last week. Higgins' number is 22.5. I think he goes over that tonight because the Texans are going to need someone opposite Nico Collins. I think it will be Jaden Higgins. Jaden Higgins over 22.5 receiving yards. For the Chargers and the Raiders, Landon Roberts is out for the Raiders, one of their like run-stuffing like middle linebackers. Omarion Hampton, dun, 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 touch. He's got an icebox where his heart used to be. So cold, so cold, so cold. Everyone's down on Omarion Hampton because he couldn't run against the Chiefs' run defense that shut down Saquon Barkley for large portions of yesterday's game. Now here's the Raiders' defense. What do you think's going to happen? 56.5 is the number for Omarion Hampton. Over Amari and Hampton, 56 and a half rushing yards. Two anytime touchdowns for tonight. For the Chargers, we will go with KLS, Keandre Lambert-Smith, on a deep ball from Justin Herbert against a terrible Raiders secondary. And for Bucks Texans with Damian Pierce inactive, let's take a look, and I'm seeing the new market, because I'm guessing Pierce is out. He is. Ogunwabale is 8, Woody Marks is 10. We'll play the longest price. Is there like a Toy Story joke I could tell here for Woody or no? Infinity and Beyond, that's Buzz Lightyear, right?
That's Buzz's thing. Woody was like, you got a friend in me, right? Wasn't that his gem? Like, you got a friend in me.
Yeah, what a loser.
Was that not it? Eddie says I'm wrong.
Piss off, Woody. Woody Marks, anytime touchdown for the Houston Texans. That does it for the Magnificent Football Monday edition of the show. We'll catch you tomorrow on a terrific Football Tuesday. And until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you, dear listener and dear viewer, minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.